every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based healthcare to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
It's Wrestling Observer Live. Okay, I'll explain. We're live 7 days a week. Kind of. I'll explain. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. It's Jim Valley.
Oh, that's the most exciting type of valley.
The effing king of recovery. 6-0 against death.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but toot, toot.
Back because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest collection of STD-having trailer park trash the Rock has ever seen.
You all fat, neck, beard, and mouth-breathing trolls.
They don't have adrenaline in their soul.
All you do is be hurtful. All you are is abusive. And all you've ever done is bully me into being your damn puppet and expected me to do it with a smile on my face.
You know, I probably should have grabbed the clip of Hulk Hogan and the NWO saying all you fans can go to hell. Probably the most successful because of the fans promo of all time. Hey, as I mentioned, we are not live today. My producer, who's usually back at the studio in San Francisco, couldn't be in today. So the big brass at Sports Byline, they texted me, asked me if I could record a show for Saturday. And, you know, I kind of try to do Saturday shows different. You know, you got Wrestling Observer Live during the week with Brian. Covers a lot of the topics, and I don't like to repeat. And also, like Brian's show, I try to fit in as best I can. As best I can. And try to talk about things that happened. You know, SmackDown or G1 Climax or what have you. Things that are happening now. Unless it's huge, huge news, then I'll talk about things that happened earlier in the week. And as I'm talking to you today, it is my Thursday, which means my timeline, your timeline, everything is filled with the death of Hulk Hogan.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Wrestling Observer Live. It's Jim Valley, and we are on tape. And today, right now, as I record this, it's your Saturday. It's my Thursday. And Thursday, we've just learned about the death of a giant in professional wrestling, Hulk Hogan. And let me just say this. You know, Hulk Hogan, not a perfect person. Hulk Hogan, you know, people are using the phrase from Batman, if you live too long, the hero lives too, what is it? If you live too long, you become the villain. You know, when Hulk Hogan, his last appearance on Raw, on Netflix, fans booed him out of the building. Some people speculated it was because of his support of Donald Trump and speaking at the Republican convention this past fall. But, I mean, obviously, if you follow wrestling, you know, it all goes back to the sex tape with Bubba the Love Sponge and his now ex-wife. Now, Hulk Hogan said what he said. And to be fair, a lot of it had to do with issues surrounding his daughter, Brooke, and some incidents she had in her personal slash, you know, they're trying to launch her music career for what it was. You know, but still he said it. But that said, you know, he was also entrapped and blackmailed. Now, I would like to think that if I was in that position, I wouldn't have said those things because, one, I don't believe those things. And two, you know, certainly there's the thing about guys will say anything to get laid. But I think it was already a done deal. I don't think they already agreed that that was going to happen. But either way, from Hulk Hogan to the people who taped it, to the people who released the tape, there is not a good person in that scenario. Period. the best thing that happened in a scenario is agreeing to let your wife sleep with your friend. Well, that's a pretty bad scenario. And pretty bad people all around. And, you know, Hulk Hogan may have been a racist. A lot of people vouched for him. A lot of people didn't. And certainly he made no friends when, rather than apologizing to the WWE locker room, he went in there and said, "Watch what you say. You never know who's recording you." And that's, I guess, part of the lesson, but certainly maybe not the major part, but it is what it is. Certainly he has a lot of supporters and a lot of wrestlers who appreciate him and like him. And, you know, when you were on a card with Hulk Hogan, Bret Hart's talked about this, you were on a card with Hulk Hogan, you made extra money because he drew the house. And a lot of guys, you know, for example, you know, I go to Cauliflower Alley. I know Brian Blair fairly well. And, you know, he's pretty sad as we speak today. He calls him Terry. He and Hulk Hogan go back, you know, probably damn close to 50 years. There's a lot of guys in the Tampa area who, you know, Hulk Hogan brought them to WWE. You know, Brian Blair being one of them. Obviously, you know, Brian Knobbs, the Nasty Boys. So many different people who were buddies with Hulk Hogan. And they're obviously very grateful for the money they were able to make thanks to their relationship and thanks to his, in their mind, kindness. You know, Hulk Hogan, for many fans, they were 10 or younger or whatever in 1984, 85, the advent of MTV and the rock and wrestling connection and WrestleMania and the A-Team and all of these things. You know, that was a big, big deal. You know, I remember when I was a kid, and this was before, you know, this is Rocky III, so this is what, 82? You know, Sylvester Stallone went on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And, you know, this was back when there were 10 channels or whatever there were. So being on The Tonight Show, you were a comedian, or you had a good set with Johnny, it could make you. You know, you could launch a career by one appearance on The Tonight Show. Sylvester Stallone showed a clip from Rocky III, promoting Rocky III. And that clip was with Thunderlips. And the crowd was enamored. Who is that guy? And it was Hulk Hogan. And Johnny Carson brought Hulk Hogan on The Tonight Show. And the only other wrestler at the time who was on The Tonight Show was Andre. But Andre wasn't on with Johnny. Andre was on with Joey Bishop, one of the lesser members of the Rat Pack. Funny comedian for his time, but not Carson. Hogan got to be on with Carson and Brooke Shields, who was very popular at the time as well. I mean, that was a big deal. Hogan was a big deal in Japan before the United States, really. I mean, he was still a big deal. But I mean, I think even Mick Foley said, I mean, most everybody knew Hulk Hogan was going to be a big deal. I don't know if people predicted the advent of cable television and things. But I mean, a lot of people give credit for things that WWF and Hulk Hogan didn't pioneer. You know, Georgia Championship Wrestling was the first national wrestling. Southwest Wrestling was the first on cable. And I guess, in a sense, WWF was on HBO, but I think that was before HBO was national. But I mean, it was such a big deal, I remember as a kid, for a wrestler to be in a movie. I was jacked that Hulk Hogan was in a movie. I was jacked to read in the magazines that he was on The Tonight Show and all these things. But it was cool as hell back in the day. And, you know, as you know, we've talked about it, you know, grew up on Portland wrestling. So I can trace my fandom to the dying days, you know, the last big run of the territories before they died. But I thought Hulk Hogan was cool as hell in that era. I thought Ken Patera, those guys were cool as hell. They were probably the only real bad guys maybe that I really, really liked. But, and then Hulk Hogan became a good guy in the AWA. And, you know, he seemed so much more authentic. And then we went to the WWF. And he won the WWF title the first night. I thought it was cool because, like I said, I loved Hulk Hogan. And then I couldn't really explain it. Much like with Junkyard Dog being my favorite. Then suddenly I was just like, they just didn't have the spark. And Junkyard Dog kind of fell off my list of favorites. Little did I know it was because of, sadly, substance abuse. But with Hogan, he just became, it was the same thing over and over again. And I didn't understand it again at the time, but it was a product. It was like consultants creating this Hulk Hogan as opposed to someone doing it himself in Japan or the AWA or wherever he was or on The Tonight Show. Or what have you. And that's kind of when, I mean, I would watch WWF and everything, but that's when Hulk Hogan kind of was no longer my favorite. So we'll talk a little bit more about my thoughts on Hulk Hogan. I got some questions in the chat. If you want to give me some questions in the chat, you can right now. And we'll do that when we come back. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. and thanks for calling.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Wrestling Observer Live. It's Jim Valley, and we are on tape. And today, right now, as I record this, it's your Saturday. It's my Thursday. And Thursday, we've just learned about the death of a giant in professional wrestling, Hulk Hogan. And let me just say this. You know, Hulk Hogan, not a perfect person. Hulk Hogan, you know, people are using the phrase from Batman, if you live too long, the hero lives too, what is it? If you live too long, you become the villain. You know, when Hulk Hogan, his last appearance on Raw, on Netflix, fans booed him out of the building. Some people speculated it was because of his support of Donald Trump and speaking at the Republican convention this past fall. But, I mean, obviously, if you follow wrestling, you know, it all goes back to the sex tape with Bubba the Love Sponge and his now ex-wife. Now, Hulk Hogan said what he said. And to be fair, a lot of it had to do with issues surrounding his daughter, Brooke, and some incidents she had in her personal slash, you know, they're trying to launch her music career for what it was. You know, but still he said it. But that said, you know, he was also entrapped and blackmailed. Now, I would like to think that if I was in that position, I wouldn't have said those things because, one, I don't believe those things. And two, you know, certainly there's the thing about guys will say anything to get laid. But I think it was already a done deal. I don't think they already agreed that that was going to happen. But either way, from Hulk Hogan to the people who taped it, to the people who released the tape, there is not a good person in that scenario. Period. If the best thing that happened in a scenario is agreeing to let your wife sleep with your friend, well, that's a pretty bad scenario. And pretty bad people all around. And, you know, Hulk Hogan may have been a racist. He, a lot of people vouched for him. A lot of people didn't. And certainly he made no friends when, rather than apologizing to the WWE locker room, he went in there and said, "Watch what you say. You never know who's recording you." And that's, I guess, part of the lesson, but certainly maybe not the major part, but it is what it is. Yeah, certainly he has a lot of supporters and a lot of wrestlers who appreciate him. and like him. And, you know, when you were on a card with Hulk Hogan, Bret Hart's talked about this, you were on a card with Hulk Hogan, you made extra money because he drew the house. And a lot of guys, you know, for example, you know, I go to Cauliflower Alley. I know Brian Blair fairly well. And, you know, he's pretty sad as we speak today. You know, he calls him Terry. He and Hulk Hogan go back, you know, probably damn close to 50 years. You know, there's a lot of guys in the Tampa area who, you know, Hulk Hogan brought them to WWE. You know, Brian Blair being one of them. Obviously, you know, Brian Knobbs, the Nasty Boys. So many different people who were buddies with Hulk Hogan. And they're obviously very grateful for the money they were able to make thanks to their relationship and thanks to his, in their mind, kindness. You know, Hulk Hogan, for many fans, they were 10 or younger or whatever in 1984, 85, the advent of MTV and the rock and wrestling connection and WrestleMania and the A-Team and all of these things. You know, that was a big, big deal. You know, I remember when I was a kid, and this was before, you know, this was Rocky III, so this was, what, 82? You know, Sylvester Stallone went on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And, you know, this was back when there were 10 channels or whatever there were. So being on The Tonight Show, you were a comedian or you had a good set with Johnny, it could make you. You know, you could launch a career by one appearance on The Tonight Show. Sylvester Stallone showed a clip from Rocky III, promoting Rocky III. And that clip was with Thunderlips, and the crowd was enamored. Who is that guy? And it was Hulk Hogan. And Johnny Carson brought Hulk Hogan on The Tonight Show. And the only other wrestler at the time who was on The Tonight Show was Andre. But Andre wasn't on with Johnny. Andre was on with Joey Bishop, one of the lesser members of the Rat Pack. Funny comedian for his time, but not Carson. Hogan got to be in with Carson and Brooke Shields, who was very popular at the time as well. I mean, that was a big deal. Hogan was a big deal in Japan before the United States, really. I mean, he was still a big deal. But I mean, I think even Mick Foley said, I mean, most everybody knew Hulk Hogan was going to be a big deal. I don't know if people predicted the advent of cable television and things. But, I mean, a lot of people give credit for things that WWF and Hulk Hogan didn't pioneer. You know, Georgia Championship Wrestling was the first national wrestling. Southwest Wrestling was the first on cable. And I guess, in a sense, you know, WWF was on HBO, but I think that was before HBO was national. But I mean, it was such a big deal, I remember as a kid, for a wrestler to be in a movie. I was jacked that Hulk Hogan was in a movie. I was jacked to read in the magazines that he was on The Tonight Show and all these things. I mean, it was cool as hell back in the day. And, you know, as you know, we've talked about it, you know, grew up on Portland wrestling. So I can trace my fandom to the dying days, you know, the last big run of the territories before they died. But I thought Hulk Hogan was cool as hell in that era. I thought Ken Patera, those guys were cool as hell. They were probably the only real bad guys, maybe, that I really, really liked. But, and then Hulk Hogan became a good guy in the AWA. And, you know, he seemed so much more authentic. And then we went to the WWF. And he won the WWF title the first night. I thought it was cool because, like I said, I loved Hulk Hogan. And then I couldn't really explain it. Much like with Junkyard Dog being my favorite. Then suddenly I was just like, they just didn't have the spark. And Junkyard Dog kind of fell off my list of favorites. Little did I know it was because of, sadly, substance abuse. But with Hogan, he just became, it was the same thing over and over. And I didn't understand it again at the time. But it was a product. It was like consultants creating this Hulk Hogan, as opposed to someone doing it himself in Japan or the AWA or wherever he was, or on The Tonight Show or what have you. And that's kind of when, I mean, I would watch WWF and everything, but that's when Hulk Hogan kind of was no longer my favorite. So we'll talk a little bit more about my thoughts on Hulk Hogan. I got some questions in the chat. If you want to give me some questions in the chat, you can right now, and we'll do that when we come back. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
I drifted in this town a few days ago. The girl I kind of see, you know I love her so.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips, so we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Wrestling Observer Live, and it's Jim Valley on tape recording this. I hope you're enjoying your Saturday. Right now it's Thursday for me. And Hulk Hogan has passed away, heart attack, age 71. And I'm sure you've heard a lot of different shows talking about Hulk Hogan and his legacy, the good, the bad, the ugly. But, for a lot of people, he is wrestling. You know, for a lot of people, wrestling began in 1984 or 1985. And that's cool. There's nothing, you know, you're born when you're born. So it is kind of what it is. There's nothing wrong with that. But I do think that, in a lot of ways, he's, you know, a very typical wrestler. Kind of chill. In real life, more than likely, you know, because he's a musician, a little weed every now and then. Obviously, you know, the steroids. You know, he, you know, did a lot of, you know, silly things. He made a lot of unforced errors in his career. And we talked about the thing with the racism. That unforced error. Going on Arsenio, talking about not doing steroids. Unforced error. Richard Belzer. You know, Brian talked about Richard Belzer. Richard Belzer, God bless Brian, that was a disaster at the time. That was the, people were talking about, what is this guy doing? You know, luckily it didn't derail WrestleMania, but it definitely was like, you know, I get David Schultz. He's not the top guy. Telling him to slap Stossel, you know, I think it's dumb. Again, an unforced error. But it's like, if you're trying to present this as lunchboxes and action figures and t-shirts, thumb wrestlers, whatever, and you drop, you know, you put the guy in the guillotine, drop him on his head and he's bleeding. I mean, I imagine some moms probably did. Stop their kids from watching. You know, yeah, someone mentioned he'd shoot. Yeah, Richard Belzer sued the hell out of him and talks about his wrestling house that was in the south of France. And that's a lot of money. I think it was years ago, John Stossel talked about how maybe he faked it a little bit. And I was like, you know what? Good for him. Seriously. They worked him. He worked them. It is what it is. Shea Hogan, that's what he taught. That's what he called it. Thank you, Sparkle. I appreciate that. But I mean, a lot of unforced errors. Talking about Terry Bollea as a regular size package. Hulk Hogan is packing 10 inches or so. You know, just, and I understand kind of what he's saying. But just, you know, a lot of unforced errors. And, you know, there were times people were kind of tired of him. You know, obviously when, after a while in WCW, that's why he turned. And again, you got to give him credit. You know, not too many guys get two big runs in their career. Usually everybody gets one. But he got two. And that speaks to his intelligence, his name value, his marketability, you know, and by natural means or not, keeping himself in at least some sort of wrestling condition. And again, wore that welcome out too. And as far as, you know, yeah, he made a lot of money, drew a lot of money, but then he also cost people a lot of money. You know, WCW going out of business, you got to put at least part of that at Hogan's feet. At least part. There's good, there's bad, but there's no doubt, you know, for people he is wrestling. I always say that he's now Strangler Lewis for this current generation of fans, meaning he's sort of the beginning of when wrestling began for them. And he's your grandfather's wrestler or your dad's wrestler or those type of things. You know, maybe John Cena is now your dad's wrestler or The Rock was your dad's wrestler. But, you know, and let me say this. There'd be no wrestling without Hulk Hogan, blah, blah, blah. Look, Hulk Hogan did a lot for wrestling. Hulk Hogan was the right guy, right time, right look for the 80s era. Perfect fit. You know, people talk about Dusty. I don't know that Dusty could have fit in Hulk Hogan's spot. Anyway, enough about that. But the thing is I'm not saying maybe wrestling wouldn't have exploded in 85. But with the advent of technology and cable, you know, Georgia Championship Wrestling, the first show, history of cable TV, did 1 million viewers. So wrestling, with or without Hulk Hogan, would have worked at some point. Now, would it have worked as well or something like that? Who's to say? But wrestling, relatively speaking, compared to football or movies or, you know, it's different things, is relatively cheap programming compared to other things. Now, granted, today, you know, WWF is very smart to have raised the entry price to get in with lasers and big, huge video walls and graphics and glowing rings and Jelly Roll and Logan Paul and all of these things that now fans expect. You know, a lot of that is the show business of the 80s. Yeah, you know, so that's a great point, Jason. I put on my Facebook because I was just getting inundated with Hulk Hogan messages. And I was just like, oh my God, okay, thank you. You know, when you're the wrestling guy or the whatever guy, or girl, people start sending you things for whatever your hobby is. Anyway, yeah, I don't feel whitewash. Yeah, for lack of a better term. What Hogan said was and done less. Yeah. Right. That's fair about Benoit. You know, I mean, I've tried to be fair as far as what he did good and what he did bad. But I, you know, it is kind of what it is. I mean, everybody's not perfect. I'm not perfect. When I die, there'll be people go, that bastard, you know what he did to me? And some of them will be right. And some of them will be wrong. But no, I mean, I think that's fair. I mean, Hulk Hogan got booed coming out on Raw. But at the same time, I think there was, and I talked about it, you know, I'm not a Trump guy. Doesn't mean I dislike Republicans or anything, but I'm not a Trump guy. And I thought politically, and I also thought, you know, from a fan standpoint, that was probably a smart move for Hogan to make. I think probably a lot of his fans, you know, with the red, white, and blue iconography of his era, you know, may have gone that way. And I'm not blaming anybody or accusing anything of anything. Someone asked me my favorite Hogan match. Oh, gosh. Oh, man. You know, obviously the one with the Ultimate Warrior, which they planned out. But nothing wrong with that if it works. Just because I'm a Piper Mark, I thought I was really surprised by Starrcade. Actually, I mean, I wasn't surprised because the title wasn't on the line and they tried to hide that fact. So I expected Piper to win, but, you know, Piper got a win over Hogan. Trying to think if there's anything really, You know, one of the problems with Hogan matches were just that they were oftentimes very silly. Oh, yeah, the Boss Man against the Cage match, Saturday night's main event. He and Paul Orndorff had great matches. A lot of Hogan matches, particularly late 80s and beyond, you know, were silly. That tag team match at WrestleMania 9, silly. The loss to Yokozuna with the photographer, silly. And just there were a lot of things that were just silly. Yeah, someone says, I guess the support of Trump could have influenced the crowd that night. Yeah, it could. I'm sure there's some people. Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure there were, but, you know, it started way, way before then. But, I mean, it's a wrestling show. So I'd rather keep it more to wrestling, but at the same time, you have to acknowledge, you can't talk about Hogan and not acknowledge, like I said, the unforced errors. You know, the thing with his son. You know, dude, you're on a jailhouse phone. Of course you're being recorded. Again, unforced errors. Talking about the kid, his son, crippled for life. And saying, oh, well, maybe he wasn't right with God. And, you know, rather than talking about his son, about what he did, they're talking about the victim, how he must have done something to make God mad at him, and how to rehab his son, the new Nick. I mean, that's bad. That's bad. But I mean, I remember one time, I'll save the story, but I had an interaction with a wrestler, which was not the best, and Roddy Piper heard about it. It wasn't anything bad, don't get me wrong, but it was not the best. Roddy Piper heard about it, and he was like, Jim, what can I say? We're wrestlers. You know, he was sort of apologizing for his compadre. But, and that's just kind of it there. They're wrestlers. And wrestlers are, they're going to be wrestlers. And that's just kind of the way it is. But, I mean, you can't underestimate the NWO, which forced Vince to switch from the child era, with everyone having jobs and all that stuff, to kind of get edgier. You can't not acknowledge his huge run in the 80s, you know, till like 88, where he put Hogan on the card, and it would be pretty much close to a sellout, if not. You know, Hogan had a hell of a career, and, you know, with the exception of The Rock, who made it to Hollywood, there's really, you know, Steve Austin went to greater heights, but unfortunately, because of injuries, had a shorter shelf life. But I mean, Hogan had huge numbers and tremendous longevity.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Come, my lady.
Come, come, my lady. Come, my butterfly. It's Jim Valley. Wrestling Observer Live. You know, during the break, I had a moment to think. This one has been my favorite Hulk matches and moments. His match with Muda in Japan, kind of fun. Stan Hansen in Japan. That was pretty fun. The Road Warriors against Tenryu and Hogan. That was something. You know, it's all very interesting as far as Hulk Hogan's career. You know, he was a businessman. He looked at wrestling as a business. And I guess sometimes as fans, maybe that's something we forget. Now, look, I'm not saying that maybe he went a little too far with that philosophy. Maybe he actually hurt the business and hurt the upward mobility of people who he could have worked with and made more money. Oh, that's another great point. Forgot, again, another unforced error. When he talked about the WWF title being a toy and he wanted the IWGP title. That, again, unforced error. And you think a guy like Terry Bollea, who was very smart and very savvy at times, you know, would be able to realize these unforced errors. Look, there were definitely some lows. You know, I think there's a saying, I'm paraphrasing, but the French, that life goes up, life goes down. And Hulk Hogan's life went down at times. No question. But also, he had some tremendous, tremendous highs as far as his influence, longevity, drawing power, marketability, and his ability to pretty much punch his own ticket and bow out pretty much whenever he wanted. Except the world of Hollywood. He never really quite got that. It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live.